drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been another incredible week on the show, and we thank you for listening. By the way, the podcast's always available, so if you missed anything throughout the week or the months, you can always grab the podcast. But each week we bundle it all together and we call it our Week in Review.
We started the week with Jane floating on a Fleetwood Mac high.
What Stevie happened? Nicks is my hero, and she had all her shawls, fingerless gloves. In fact, I was going to dress up today like Stevie Nicks for you.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm gonna give do. Me some notice.
Nick Fleetwood's amazing. They're in their 70s.
Why are your earrings so large today?
Because I've changed them up.
Is that because of Stevie Nicks?
Nick had his long-awaited return to the big screen at the Ride Like a Girl premiere.
Did I occupy that silver
screen? You occupied every piece of the screen.
And the film's director, Rachel Griffiths, joined us.
Michelle Payne, she's a Disney princess. She lost a mother at six. She has an unconventional dream.
She has and the beautiful father.
Beautiful father, and it can be eccentric or...
Flawed.
Little flawed, and you overcome adversity in the naysayers. And
then you have the beast, as in me.
How dare you?
Richard Wilkins gave the film a glowing review on the Today Show.
Oh, my God, my film.
Sam Neill, Stevie Payne and Teresa Palmer, just wonderful. It's a fantastic film.
Where are you?
Oh, okay.
I didn't seem to mention
I get
did
it.
He not see you?
Wilkins, you've made a very powerful enemy.
How many seconds are you in the movie for, do you reckon?
How much was Marlon Brando in the first Superman?
Liking yourself to Marlon Brando?
In size, I am.
The Aussies took out the Ashes, but sadly, Mick's still being blocked over to Jam.
Thank you, Channel 9, for ruining what is one of the great moments in Australian sport. I was able to watch on Friday night, I was able to watch on Saturday night, and then you decided the block was too important. Mm. It went back to Jim. It's terrible because I got to miss what Todd Woodbridge said about the game because I was really looking forward to seeing him decipher.
You should have come round to my house and sat on the edge of my bed and watched it with me.
Not again. I refuse to do that.
Meanwhile, show regular Limo revealed this on the hot breakfast in Melbourne.
Friends threw a surprise birthday party for me. I was working yesterday from midday till 2. Mm-hmm. Then it was due to start at 3. 8 people had kept this a secret. Phone beeps at about midday. Message from Mick Malloy.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I can't make it today, mate. And then in the meantime, unbeknownst to me, Adam Rosenbach has called Mick and said, mate, it's a surprise party. Delete the message. Now, you know how good Malloy is with technology. Apparently he's fumbled with his phone for 10 minutes, rung Rosie back and said, how do you delete messages on WhatsApp?
No. How did your wife, Kel, go to that?
She wasn't over the moon.
Well, you know what? I'm not even sure I was told it was a surprise
party. I'm sure you were.
I believe the fault lies with Adam Rosenberg.
Well, we've got Adam on the line now.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yes, Jane, and I made a point of saying surprise because it was a surprise.
Of course you did.
I'm going to mention it was a surprise. I'll tell you who was surprised. Some of the people in the WhatsApp group who weren't invited.
There was talk of a female James Bond.
Could you imagine James Bond as a woman in these films that we've seen?
Right.
This would be cool. Doctor No, and that's final. That's the last time I'll tell you.
God, Gold, you are on thin ice here.
Goldfinger, put a ring on it. Quantum of Silent Treatment.
Dave O'Neill joined us.
I said to the kids, what's an example of bullying? And they said, oh, it's like when you say to someone, you can't come to my birthday party. That's bullying, apparently. Mm. Well, I started high school in the 70s. You get locked in a metal locker, right? The locker gets carried out the top of the oval, right? You get pushed down the hill. Yeah. And then before you can get out, someone urinates on you. And then the PE teacher walks past and laughs at you. Oh, look at that dickhead. And my daughter's like, I'm sorry, Dad, that happened to you. I went, oh, no, I wasn't in the locker. I was doing the wing.
Jane's old pen pals visiting Australia.
I got a
teenage
reply.
Girl. Well, not from him, you didn't.
No,
you wrote a handwritten letter to Prince Edward saying you'd make a great princess. Guess what? He's coming to Australia.
What?
This is your chance.
But he's come to Australia like last year and he didn't meet up with me.
Oh, he was playing royal tennis.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to Wollongong. You know who I'd like to see come out?
Who's that?
Prince Andrew. Hello. On the royal lock up your daughter's tour.
There was this public safety warning from Kitty Flanagan.
I was a housekeeper. Don't ever get a room with a spa. You have a piece of tape that says, you know, this spa has been cleaned. Yeah, it hasn't. We just use that tape. My sister and I refer to spas like whenever we go, don't want a room with a pube shooter. That's all they are. The minute you turn that on and switch on the jets, someone else's pubes just shoot out all over you. Yeah.
And a history-making deal for our supercars favourite, Dave Reynolds.
10-year deal to stay at Erebus Motorsport. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate.
play long-term games with long-term people.
Yeah.
You've done a good deal here, because I reckon there'll be driverless cars in 10 years. I reckon you'll be the only one behind the wheel.
But this week's big revelation...
There are no plans for any Australian network to show a very Brady renovation. It went to air in the US. They have bought the house and they are rebuilding it to match exactly the Brady. And who's building it? All the six Brady children. E! Entertainment called it Genius, the show. Are you with me, Australia?
Then overnight...
Guess what?
What?
Came a development.
A network chief contacted me and said, Jane, I can tell you that in October... A very Brady renovation will be shown on Australian television, but I'm not telling you.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you
what
yet.
What station and where?
Coming in October. Stand by.
This is the worst big announcement I've ever heard. Give us something.
I gave you something.
Get into Dave's got the drums.
And I will be the face of the whole campaign. I've just made that bit up.